Hargreaves here around 10:30, of course, taking a look at local events in the area. And in the studio with me now is Jeff Stonebanks. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you. You doing all right?
I am at the moment, yes. It's a nice day, nice weather.
At the moment. Now, it is that time of year, obviously, people are thinking about their gardens and they're looking out their back doors and thinking, blimey, the grass needs cutting and I need to plant something there. Now, you do this pretty much all year round, don't you?
I do. Unfortunately, I don't have any grass to cut. There's no grass in my garden, but yes, I am an avid gardener most of the year round.
Excellent. And tell us a little bit more about driftwood then.
Well, it's something that came about purely by chance. This is our 10th year of opening. And I started gardening in 2007 after we'd moved and I got quite bored, I'd got nothing to do. By 2009, people said to me, you've got a nice garden, why don't you open it? And it's just gone mad since then, ballistic.
Taken over your life.
I'm afraid it has taken over my life, yes, that's very true.
So tell us what people can expect this year then. The gardens are opening on the 10th of June. What's going on?
Okay, well, my own garden, Driftwood, is open 14 times to the public this year, and it's also open by arrangement. But the date you mentioned, the 10th of June, that's the first of the two garden trails that I organise. And the one on the 10th is the Mayor's Garden Trail, proudly sponsored by Pomegranate. And the Mayor has chosen two charities this year, Teddy's Treats and Super Museum and Heritage Society. So all the money we raise on that day will go to those two charities. To date, this is the seventh Mayor's Trail that we've organised, and we've raised over £10,000 for the local charities for that particular event. And the other big event that I organise is in July, which is the 28th and 29th of July, when I organise a trail for a charity very close to my heart, Macmillan Cancer Support. That event is over that weekend, and at the moment we've got 23 gardens between Brighton and Eastbourne that will open across the weekend. We've currently raised over £50,000 for Macmillan, so it's quite a good event and been quite successful. The garden's also open four times for the National Garden Scheme, and we're opening for a new charity this year from our point of view, the Association of Carers, on the 16th of June. And then, of course, we've got Art Wave at the end, where there's no entry fee to the garden because we have artists' work on display. But, I mean, last year we sold £1,600 worth of tea and cake in one weekend.
Wow.
So, again, a great opportunity to raise money for charity.
And this is the other thing as well. When people come along to Driftwood, they get to look around the gardens, of course, but they can also enjoy refreshments there as well, can't they?
Oh, I think that's the only reason they come, to be honest.
Okay.
No, I'm joking. I mean, we had a feature in a national magazine last year where the headline was, basically, they were interested in the cakes as they were in the garden. And it's true, many people come back and just sit and enjoy the tea and cake. To date, I've baked 7,700 portions.
Good.
That's a lot of cake.
It is a lot of cake, most definitely. So if people want to find out more about Driftwood and the events that are happening throughout 2018, how can they go about that?
Okay, well, each of the two trails has a dedicated website, but it's just easier to give my garden website and they can access it all from there. And it's www.driftwoodbysea.co.uk.
Brilliant stuff. And we wish you a very, very successful summer. And I'm pretty sure it will be. And obviously you're raising money as well throughout the year for Macmillan Cancer
Yep.
Support as well, which is absolutely brilliant and doing a marvellous job. Just tell us very quickly, you got an award as well this week.
Oh, yes, I did. I won two technically. Well, the garden got one because it was issued with a 2018 Certificate of Excellence by TripAdvisor. But earlier this week, the Mayor of Seaford presented me with the Don Mabey Award for excellent services for the town of Seaford, which sort of blew me away. So very appreciative of that.
Absolutely brilliant. And are you on social media as well? Can people follow Driftwood?
Oh, yes, prolific on social media. Twitter, driftwoodbysea.co.uk, and on Facebook, Driftwood Garden, East Sussex, on Instagram, my own name, Jeff Stonebanks, on a new app called Garden Tags, Driftwood.
Brilliant, wonderful. I reckon it's going to be a really successful summer for you.
Fingers crossed.
Wonderful stuff. Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, you're welcome, Ryan.
If you've got any spare time, you can pop around to mine and do a bit of weeding, could you?
You could be so lucky.